Hey everyone, it's Natasha again with another She Talks podcast, and today I have with me Cora. So thank you so much for joining me, Cora. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Natasha. Thank you.
That's great. And so what I'm going to do is start off, just like I start off all my podcasts, and just ask, where are you in your life right now?
Well, I'm in a fabulous place, Natasha. Life's never been better. I've got a wonderful husband. We've been together for 10 years. I've been self-employed. I've got a variety of clients. It's different every day. They're all very good to me. And we sing in two choirs, so I think we're contributing to the cultural life in Vancouver. I've got three grown children and one lovely granddaughter, and they are my life. We also have a very tight circle of friends, and we support each other.
That's amazing. And if you were to sort of look back on the journey that has brought you to where you are at this point in your life, what are the significant moments or events or things that have happened that have really shaped who you are today?
Well, they always say what doesn't destroy you makes you stronger. I left home quite young. I grew up in northern BC, and I got married young. We had four children. My first child was stillborn. We moved from Kitimat to Surrey. After that, we had three more after that. We started two very successful businesses. But then my youngest child was diagnosed with autism. So that was a challenge. My marriage dissolved after 29 years of marriage, and I had to rebuild my life from scratch with a special needs teenager. But after that, I met my husband, that I have now. I went back to school. I got a good job. I eventually branched out to accounting. And recently, I wrote a book. I'm a published author now. It's the first of what's called the Learning Curve series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's co-published with Curve Communications. It's called Cleaning Up in a Dirty Business, and it's about how to start a janitorial service. So I can add that to my resume now.
Very cool. And just to sort of go back, so you mentioned you have one child who has a disability, and what were those? I'm sure a lot of our listeners or some of our listeners may be in the same spot in their lives right now, and what kind of advice would you give to them, or did you have any learnings in terms of trying to provide the best childhood for this child?
Well, I think for my son, I remember when he was diagnosed and we took him to a specialist, and I remember taking him home and looking at him and thinking, well, what am I going to do with this boy? And I said, what I'm going to do is love him. I'm just going to love him the way he was made. And his idea of happy is not necessarily my idea of happy, but I also had to struggle all the way through the school system. I had to be his advocate and fight tooth and nail for everything that he got through his schooling. I had to fight tooth and nail to get him on a disability pension so that he wouldn't end up. I always say I didn't want my son to end up on Broadway sleeping on a cardboard box because I work there and I see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the very best that I knew how, and that's all the advice I can give to other parents going through it is just to love their child and to fight tooth and nail for them, because after you're gone, you know, there's no one else to do it. So you sort of have to prepare for their life or after you're gone and you can't help anymore.
And can you sort of look back on your life and think of one moment where you was sort of the most pivotal moment for you?
Pivotal moment for me? Well, there's several, I suppose. I was probably the two main ones. As I said, my father was what they used to call a mean drunk, and he beat my mom. And I left at 16, and although he didn't meet me, there was a time where he grabbed his German rifle, his Mauser, and chased me around the house with it. That was very traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after that, I ended up getting married far too young. And my second real moment was with my first marriage. There was a lot of verbal abuse, and I ended up in a woman's shelter, and I ended up twice in the hospital.
Wow.
And that pivotal moment was when I woke up in the hospital, and I looked around and I said, Cora, I said, there's not going to be a third time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the decision I made. And everything after that, once I made that decision, was just uphill all the way.
Well, good for you. It's hard to get out of the